Du sagst nicht, was an die Mori Jakob Israel Pinchas, du sagst nicht, was an die Al Shane, was Joshua Falak, du sagst nicht, was von Salman Ben Eliyahu. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, I mentioned that I was still a couple of points that I wanted to do in this packet, packet 15. So we discussed as a machlokes between is a solid solicus. Say you have basa b'chalav. So you have basa and you cook with chalav, you have basa b'chalav. Now if that piece of meat falls into another kedera of rice or something like that, so kulei alma lo pligi, and if in order for the rice to be mutter, you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. Even though you could say that it's the chalav that made the usser, so maybe you just need to connect the belia of the chalav. But instead, no, because chalav is really mutter, and basar is really mutter. So the union between the basar and the chalav created this new issue called basar b'chalav, and you have to, and in order to bevatel the basar b'chalav, it's not enough just to have shishim connect the belia, which caused the issue, but you need the shishim connect the whole chatikha. And this question between the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim is what about Shari Sur? Say you have a big potato and a meatball, a trace meatball was cooked with the big potato, and you didn't have shishim kedei levatel in the potato to be levatel the meatball. So now the whole potato is aser. Now if that potato falls in to another mixture, so the question is, do you need shishim keneged the bli of treifus in the potato, but you need shishim keneged the whole katicha. So if, and this is not pasuk b'chalav, this is shari surim. So the shail is, do you say by shari surim, do you say chanan or not? Because if you say chanan to shari surim, so then that's the opinion of Rebbe Natan. So then you need shishim keneged the whole katicha, the whole potato. But if you wouldn't say chanan b'shari surim, so then when this potato falls into another kedera with other potatoes, or with rice or whatever it is, you'd only need shishim keneged the blia, not keneged the whole katicha. And that's the machlokes. So the question that's raised is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Hanan b'shari surim. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam says Hanan b'shari surim, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a good question. What would you think for pashtus? Yeah, verstehe. What would you say? This is in the Raisa or it's in the Rabbanan? Shari Sur. What? I don't want to hear what the Ron, I want to know what you say. So which way are you telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So let's look on page 5 in the Tysus. Again, we're in packet 15, page 5. Chulin Kuf on the base. So this is the Tysus of Kuf on the base. Is the following. So Tosis is discussing the din of Hechsher Kalim, which is Parshas Matos. So I mean, we're a little ahead of the game. Parshas Matos. Yeah, Parshas Matos. So the Torah said when they won the war with Midian, so they got a lot of booty, and part of the booty was new China, new sets of dishes, new cutlery, and then they had to kasher, had a kasher. And the Gemara says they were so hungry they wanted to make a meal right away. In other words, if they would have just waited 24 hours, they wouldn't have to kasher anything because we know rice it's Eina Ben Yom. But they were so hungry, they wanted to have a meal right away. So the Torah says, okay, you want to have a meal right away and use the cutlery that you got from the Midian? So kasher it. So how do you kasher it? So the three pairs of Ben Ephraim, Vadi Nicha, Machetziva, Kotsu, Bahagil, Klay Midian. Vashta Yorik Dola, Shevshal, Hagil, Ptuch, Kli Acher, Ehem Shtarya, Ha'im, B'mayim, Shishan, Levata, Le'itzer. Vishiyachzo Bagila Vishniya Hala Maimer Arishon Masu Nevela B'chol Shemosu. So what are we going to do? Say they have a pot. Right? They have a pot that they got from me. So they're going to boil hot water in the pot. How do you do Hefsher Kalim? If it's a little clay, then you could, like a fork, you could throw it in a big pot that has boiling water. You throw it in. But if the pot itself you have to kasher, right? The big pot itself. So people have this erroneous thing that they always have to put it in a big. No, if you have a big pot, you're not going to put it in a vat. You just boil the water in that pot. You boil the water in the pot. So what happens? So the boiled water is going to be bubbling, and then the plia is going to come out into the water. But the question is, so what is that going to do? But it'll just go back into the pot. So if inside the pot was shishim connected the thickness of the pot, so then it'll go out and become bottle. But that's not. But that's not a question because we dealt with that. Okay, but you're okay. But let's deal with what we're talking about here. There's no notion of time here because it's then we're doing this is the Torah speaking. So it's before, right? This is before the Xerah Drabbanan. So I just told you before that you're doing it right now. You just won the war. You're taking the pots that they were just using and you're cashing. So how are you cashing the pots? Water in the pot. But what is that going to do? You're going to boil hot water in the pot. The bleah came out. But that is going to go right back in. If there would be shishim in the panemius of the halal of the pot, so then the bleah would be bottled, but that's not the case because the inside of the pot is not shishim connected the actual thickness of the pot. So what are you going to have to do? How are you going to kasher it? So he says, so what you do is like this. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, what you do is you just kasher it many times. So the first time, will go out. And then some will go back in, but some will stay in the, you know, in the water itself. Proportionally, some of it will go back in. They do it a second time. And after you do it enough times, it's a minuscule amount that that goes back in. So, you know, so it's a nothing. Maybe, yeah, but question is, if you hold like Rebbe Tam, there's no proportion, because Rebbe Tam will say that as soon as the thing comes out, every molecule of water now that is not batel becomes nevela. So you can't say after a while it's going to just dissipate, because you keep doing it, and proportionally, some will stay in the water, some will go back in. Some will stay in the water, some will go back in. But if you hold it, the water becomes the vela. So then the whole water is the vela. So whatever, so obviously the water is going back in. And there's no kosher water. See, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, most of the water is kosher. It's just the ablias of Issa. So technically you're not going to be able to drink the water. But Be'etzim, most of the water is kosher. And then some of it is straight. But if you, so according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, I understand Pshat and Chumash. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you kasher pots of Klei Midyan, the big pots? What, if there's no shishim, then the water's going to come out. The whole water now is not going to, there's no shishim, so it's going to become a Chefter Shal Yisr Hanan, right? Pshari Surim. And then it goes back in. And it doesn't go out Gakim just proportionally, because everything's also. Because once you said Kanan, all the water is a Chafta Shalissa. So that's his Kasha. Lufi Peish Rabbein Ephraim, Vadei Nicha Mashatziva. As according to Rabbein Ephraim, you understand the Chumash. Mashatziva comes with a Hagel Kli Midin. That's the Yerig Dolish, Yeshua, the Hagel Tuch Kli Acher, the Mishtari, in my Shishu Vatal Issa. But that's the Yerik Doshi Efshel Lahagel Chliache. Ech Mishnayach, Eim Amayim Shish Levata Ha'itzav, Eim Shayachzav Yegilena Mishniach, Lo Amayim Mishon Nasu Nevela, Chozim Vosher. Eim Lo Mishamir El Be'itzer Atzmo, Nicha, Tazeh Eim Lomar, Iksha Eim Bas Yom Magin Rosa, Dahalo Osho Torah El Kader Bas Yom, Eim. And you can't say that the Torah is only speaking about small kelim. So that's his kasha. There's a kasha from Pasuk and Chumash on Rabbeinu Tam. What do you think of that? That's pretty good. When you're against the Chumash, that's pretty good. Rabbeinu Tam is against the Chumash, because then there's no way of kashering kalim, unless it's small kalim that are going to be bottled with shisha. But what about the big kalim? So you could say the Torah is only talking about the small kalim, but it's not mustaber. And according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, pasuk is good. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good, because each time it's going to diminish, because part of it will stay in the water, but the water itself, most of the water remains kosher, because you don't say tanan. And then that'll go back, but it'll go back proportionally. Water, part of it will be stam water, the kosher water will come back into the kli, and part of it will be the bleas of Issa. But proportionally, each time you do it, it becomes less and less and less, until it's like minuscule. So that's Tosus Kasha. Tosus Kasha is, but Beit Tam is against the Pasuk of Chumash. Okay, that's. I want you to feel the kasha. I want you to feel the kasha. So, but says Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, the Halakha Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. So you see here that the din of Rabbeinu Tam must be a din d'oraisa, because if it would only be a din d'rabbanan, it wouldn't be a kasha rabbeinu tam, because he'll say that was only a chumra d'rabbanan. D'oraisa, I agree that you don't say chanan mishari sur. So it must be that it's a din d'oraisa, therefore it's a kasha from the pasuk chumash. But if his din is only be the rabbanan that you say chanan mishari sur, then it wouldn't be a pasuk kasha from pasuk chumash. So Rav Yonas and Eifshitz wants to bring a raya of this Tosfos that the din of Chanan Mishari Surim is a din the Oraisa. Let's see that inside. And where is this Rav Yonas and Eifshitz? Let's take a look. One page. Where's the front page? Did we find it? And if we can find it, it will say it's in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mate Yonison. It's a zero page in the Shulchan Aruch. Going over, he tells me it's page 24. He's right. So this is, you know, the machlokis here on page, you know, in other words, if somebody asks you, where's the machlokis about Chanan Bishar Isurim? So that's the Tzadi Beis here. Yeah, page 17, it says, well, Omru Chaticha Atmanas is the Vela, Ela Babasub Cholov, a little Bashari Surim. Right, that's the Machapashita, like the Rabbein Ephraim. And on page 24 is the Ramah, Yishonu Daminim Choli Surim, Chaticha Nas is the Vela. That is the Rabbein Tam. So says the Matayenison, Yishonu Daminim Choli Surim, Chanan. Hine Aran, Chavavavzu, after Shita Rabbein Tam, the Shari Surim, Rabbein Chanan, Einu Rachmid Rabban. As he says, some say that Rabbi Natan is only Drabbanim because it's a Gzeirah to Bosom Cholov. Because Lefizeh had Hiksha Toysus, so he says, but according to the Toysus that we just did, Kolabosa, Dafkov, Shadom Sukal, Peish Rabbi Natan, Echa Yumagil, Mayor Gdolov, Kim Damayim, Nasus Devela. So we must cause him for Shamanal, Shapir Yumagil, or Summonator.
Yeah, because according to if Rabbi Natan is only a din the Rabbanan, then it's not a kasher of the chumash because that's what was a later chumri. You can ask from a din the Rabbanan on the pasuk of chumash. But if you hold Rabbi Natan is a din daraisa, that's chanam shari surim. So then it's a kasher. Then you understand Tosfos kasher.
So what do you say? That's a good question. So he's going to give an answer. So what's the answer? So let's see. Let's see the answer. Hey. So this is the answer. Definitely have to see it inside. But
You can learn a different pshat in Tosfos. So there's a famous Taz. I will tell you about the Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn. You know Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn? Right. Rav David Cohen, posting in Brooklyn, congregation Gvul Yavetz. He wrote many interesting svarim, fascinating svarim that he wrote. And one sefer he wrote is called Ataz Hayadua. One Taz that's repeated 3-4 times in Shulchan Aruch. And there's this whole sefer just on that Taz. The name of the sefer is called Ataz Hayadua. Well, I'll tell you what the Taz is. Taz has a famous comment. And it's the following. It says, for example, the Shulchan Aruch says, we know that we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shachaliyot Shabbos because you might come to carry the shofar. The question is, so how can you ever blow any shofar? Because we know there's a din that if a person plays a musical instrument, Shabbos and Yantif, toss it to play, because it might break and you might come to fix it. You can't play musical instruments. So then we should never be able to blow a shofar. That's Taz's question. We should never be able to blow a shofar because Zeiro Shemi Saki Sakin Cliche. So the answer that Taz says is no. You can never have a Zeiro Midrabanan to go against something the favorish of the Torah. If the Torah says you blow shofar, then you can't have a gzeira, then I'll never be allowed to blow shofar. You see, if it's just not to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, so it's not going against the Chumash, because in other words, if something is b'feirish of the Chumash, the Chazal can't go against something b'feirish of the Chumash. So, but if they say just don't blow shofar sometimes, that's not b'feirish of the Chumash, but you'll learn the pshat of the Chumash is other times. But if you make this gzeira by shofar, then you'll never be blowing shofar, and that's something the Farish and the Chumash, because the Chumash says you do blow shofar.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about that? And why do we have a gezeira for Dam Tohar, for example, that we can never be with a woman when she's technically speaking in Dam Tohar after she gives birth? It's a gezeira, even though it's beferish in Tazria, that it's mutter.
Avi J. Schwartz is asking unbelievable question. Unbelievable question. That we. And Rav David Cohen wrote a sefer to collect all the cases throughout all Chol HaTorah Kula that seem to support or contradict this task. And I think your example is one of them, because you're asking Kasha, yeah, there's the ones that did, if a woman gives birth, so she's Tomei because she gave birth. And then she goes to the mikvah. So Bar says if she gives the Pasuk says if she gives birth to a boy, so for 80 days, even if she gets sees menstrual blood, she's tall. So say she ends up going to the mikvah after the birth place, 5 weeks, 6 weeks later. So that's 42 days. Okay. But there's still another 38 days till day 80. And she sees blood within those 38 days. So the Torah says, that's Dam Torah, even though it's real Dam Nida. It's Mamish Dam Nida. It's not, we retire. But we halacha a machmir, not to be makel a Dam Torah. So Avi J. Shmuel says, Akasha, but the Torah says, Beferish Dam Torah is Torah. So how can Chachamim, right? So that's Akasha, that's dealt with. Yeah, you have to come back to the shiur next year. What the good Dav Torah, you'll remind me of putting the onus on Goldberg. Remind me, and that's not at the beginning of the year. That's going to be so okay. But if anyone, you'll be the one.
But is there an answer to that? Is there like an answer like of why?
Yeah, so that's going to have to be, right. So you have to look at the sefer to see how. In other words, he deals. It's a whole sefer. It's not a thick sefer. It's a whole sefer discussing all areas of Torah and how they stem or don't stem with this Taz. And the Taz is repeated throughout his 3-4 times Taz in the old Dalat Chakeshul Benar. Once a year a day, and our Chaim, Kosher Mishpah, a couple, 3-4 times this Taz repeats itself. So he wrote this, so he collected all the time, I guess, throughout all his years of learning, he collected all the Achronim and Rishonim that speak about it. So that's the Kasha. So he says, the answer over here is that maybe that's what that I think Rav Yonah said, I should, we have to just find inside where the line that he says, and maybe it's a different line. That Shad and Tosis over here, says the Tracy, says the Rav Yonah Sinaipshitz, is that if the, in other words, what Tosis means to say is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if Rabbeinu Tam holds it's only did the Rabbanan, the did of Canaan, but how could they make that did the Rabbanan? Because if the Torah says, Beferish, that you can be Bakshir Kalim, which includes all Kalim, so then, it's my favorite in the Torah, Kula. So then, you wouldn't be able to make a din of Hanan the Shari Surim if it would be the Rabban. So the Tosis is not necessarily a raya to assuming that Hanan the Shari Surim is a din the Raisa. Maybe it's a din the Rabban. What Tosis means to say is, how were the Rabbanan able to be masaking such a thing of Hanan b'shari surim if it's against the Feirish in the Torah that you could be Magil Kalim, even Gedolim? So it must be that against Rabbeinu Tam. And that's Tosis Kash. So you can work it in both ways. But just here it's the Feirish. Look in the third line of that Taz, where I bracket is considered the first line, and then those three lines down. The Vada got a toast to really the interact with Rabban. Ad Machshu Biyorah Gedola Hainu Kevin the Matzino Hetim Befurish Petora Lo Havalei Lechacharim Lasor Mashat Torah Hiker Lado Befeirish. That's the line. See it, Ellie? You see where I put the bracket? That's line one. Now go two. Go to the third line from that line. Assuming that. Yeah.
But it's not such a good answer because they're just like the piece of Rabba, they're not looking at the entire thing, but they're looking at the Torah. Torah said you could kosher all day. They said you could go kosher all day. Like they're undoing it without
it. Right. What Ellie Goldberg is saying is an excellent kasha on the terrace. Unless you say it's even so it's right, but what you're saying is a good. It's not fair. It's good. But that's how he's learning. Ilu the Torah saying Beferish and all the Kalim, you're saying no, maybe. Because the Lashon is Kol Asher Yaviru, maybe he's learning it's Ilu Kol Asher Yaviru, but it's Kol. So it says the word Kol, it means anything that's Shabbamayim Kol Asher Yavamayim, Shabbamayim. So this is usually Lashon Kol, maybe that's Ilu with Beferish, that it's Kol. Maybe that's what we'll say back to Harav Goldberg. Okay, but so now we have another thing to discuss. You ready for this one, Hagon and Harav? And this is the question of the year. We did a Rabbeinu Tam earlier this year, way early in the year, about Tom Kaker, Ketanan Safik, right? And you get Malchus. Is that connected with this Rabbeinu Tam?
the Rabbeinu Tam that says that Heter, that this and this happened, there's Heter, Heter, you know, that, again, I'm sorry, that the head is happily assisted because of Tam Ki Iker. And then even if you eat one kezayis, even though that kezayis is not locked, totally treif, but since once you have a Tam Isser, and even if you eat one kezayis, and clearly that one kezayis is molecules of certain molecules of heter. Yet you only have to eat one kezayis. So the Rabbeinu Tam explains, because the heter is happening to the sister, so would that be a similar concept to this idea of kana, b'shari sur? Because you have a potato, and there's a blia of treif, there's no shishim. So even if you eat, right, so you have to revatel the whole thing. The whole thing is a chafter shalissa. So is that mamish the same thing or not? I don't want to see what we said. Don't quote me. You have to tell me from yourself. At first glance, it looks mamish a carbon copy. Think about it for a second. That, in other words, you have to vata the whole thing. The whole thing now is a hefta shalissa. Araya, you're going to get malchus even on any random kezias, even though there's only one kezias of Isser fell into this potato, which is 10 kezasim. I want you to think about this. I want you to think why, at first glance, it should be. And if you want it wrong, you have to. Right. First, you appreciate why it should be. Why the two things are mamish carbon copies of each other.
Yes.
You were on Zoom that day? Where were you? January. COVID. Hey, COVID! 19, 20.
What was that? If you have a class science.
So it was even if you have a potato, say it's potato's 10 kazakhs, and then you cooked it with one tray of meat, you don't have shishim, but with a 10 to 1 ratio, it's not shishim. So if you eat that, so it's also to eat the potato, you get malchus. So Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you eat just one kezias of the potato, you get malchus. But why? But that one kezias of potato has part potato and part kamipo. Elowat, because this is hapik. Once the time is there, now we view every single molecule as this. So it's mamish exactly what Hanan is. Mamish the same thing.
in like the case of getting bothered or something, or the end that you're, you know, just has a promise or something bothers to that time. Therefore, you don't have any, the end of the promise. So as long as you have the end of something, not people, you have promise. So when it comes to Hana, the actual the end.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you from the Sefer Binyan Yachal. I would like you think, but we'll have to end shiur soon because I have to start the other shiur. So really, I should wait with you for, if you want, we could do is, I don't have to say the answer now. But as long as you just think on your own, till tomorrow, and now look at, there's no kunst for you to look what he says here. Or I could just tell it to you now. I'll tell it to you. Yeah, okay, so let me tell you. This is the word. It's not the same. Because when you have tam ki ikir, so that's a derais. It's tam in the potato. But what's the din of chanan b'shari surim is that when you cook this potato, say this potato is 10 kizaisim, and one kizais of the veil of tam inside. Now you take this potato and then you cook it with another potato or something else, and there's only shishim connected the bliya, but not shishim connected the whole chaticha. So Rabbi Natan says that's not good enough, right? But if you have chetan, but that chora is only a din derabban. Why? Because once you mevatel the tam, so when you taste the second potato, you're not going to be tasting the tam iser because the fact that you have to mevatel the whole chaticha, that's not going to mevatel the. In other words, once you mevatel the blia, then you're not going to taste any tam in the next. So that should be okay. So midrash, it is okay. The fact that you still have to mevatel the whole thing, so that's a din derabban. But in the case of tam ki ikar, the tam is tasted in the first chaticha. That's why it's us and it's hapech. Here we're saying an added chumrah that even though there won't be any tam in the second chaticha because you have shishim keneged the bliya, but you just didn't have shishim keneged the chaticha, that you still need that. That's only a din derabban. And you know, Rabbi Konigsberg in the Sefer quotes that Rav Soloveitchik always used to like to say this over from the Milchas Baruch. Who is the Milchas Baruch? Baruch Krinker, Lavsky. He wrote the Sefer, but we tried to find it in the Sefer. We couldn't find it, but I think whether Rav maybe heard it from his father in the name of the Milchas Baruch, that it's only a din derabbanan. Now, why did the Soloveitchik like the Milchas Baruch? Because he was from Chaslavich. And then I told you the story about Chaslavich. If I didn't, I'll tell you now. You know, people ask the Shaila, how come, you know, Moshe Soloveitchik was older than Briskarov. So he really should have been the Briskarov after Reb Chaim. So they want to say, you know, what's the pshat? Or some people who speak, you know, who were trying to kind of maybe see that he, you know, was chas v'shalom less or whatever. So, no, the answer is he was older, so he had a rabbinical position before. And Rabbi Chalap told me there was a big yeshua because the Brisk Rav, his wife and kids were all killed because he became the Rav Brisk. But Moshe Soloveitchik was Chaslavich, they weren't attacked. So he was able to come to America with his whole family and everything was fine. It wasn't a milah that he became, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a milah, but it's not. Yeah. Right, so, but he was saved that he was not the Rav in Brisk, he was the Rav in Chaslamish. But the Milchas Baruch, we couldn't find it inside in the Sefer. I think Rabbi Konigsberg was looking for it when he was printing the Sefer, but that's the Lord. So that's the, so if you think about it, that's the idea. Okay? But it's a good thing to think about, because really you should, I would have given you 10 hours to think about it, and but still think about it to understand it. And then this Hanan Balach Balach, we didn't talk, we talk about it. Whether,
that's yeah.
The Binyan Yachos. Yeah, you'll see it's in the, you can read it in the back. Okay, so tomorrow, Bezushim, will start the next 16. Okay, we'll take a little break now. You shut it off. We'll put on the next. Yeah, okay. I mean, the child, whether you say Chaticha and Hanan are only Bayavish Bayavish or even Balach Balach. Okay, you can look at what you put. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, now you understand why I didn't want to rush this. I wanted you to see the Tosfos of Kof with the.